The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairytale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairytale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Brittany Evans about her wedding aboard the Disney Wish with a ceremony in the Grand Hall and a reception at the Bayou. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose to have a cruise wedding and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Brittany.
Thank you. How are you today?
I am great. Thanks so much for joining me. I would love to start at the very beginning and find out how you guys decided that you wanted to have your wedding on the Disney Wish.
Funny enough, my husband and I, we loved Disney. We always have. Been to Disney World twice together. We had been on the Disney Dream cruise ship before. And so when we were actually planning our wedding, I jokingly said, why don't we get married in Disney World? So we're very curious to know how much that would cost. Looked it up, assuming it would be ridiculously expensive. But through researching that, we actually saw how affordable the Disney cruise was. And we were like, oh my God, what if we actually did this? And so we did, and it was magical.
Now, how did your friends and family react when they found out your wedding was going to be on a cruise?
It was actually mixed reactions, if I'm being honest. My brother-in-law is terrified of water, so he was very scared to go on a cruise. My dad thanked me for it being before he retired. But overall, everyone was very excited. And I mean, they can't complain. They got a vacation out of it.
How many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
So we invited about 40 guests because I included like all our extended family as well. But we ended up with 10 total people. And honestly, it was the perfect number. Everyone just meshed really well together. We had dinner with everyone every night, and we were constantly in and out of spending time with people. So it just felt very well balanced, like such a good group of people that any more than 10, I felt like it would have been overwhelming.
Got it. Okay. Now, how did you choose the locations for your ceremony and your reception?
This is a little bit of a story. Originally, I didn't care where our venue was going to be. I hadn't put any thought into it. And then I was listening to the Disney Wedding Podcast. And it was actually the episode with Melissa and Tim's wedding, and they got married on the Disney Wish. And that was the first time I had seen any photos of the Disney Wish because it's a brand new ship. And as soon as I saw the Grand Hall, I audibly gasped, and I knew that that's where we had to get married. So that made the decision very easy, and we decided to do it during Christmas time because I love Christmas. So what better way to make it even more magical than to have all the Christmas decorations as well?
Now, did you have your ceremony at the bottom of the staircase or on the stage?
We had it at the bottom of the staircase because I just felt like that would be a better backdrop for photos, and I wanted the princess moment of coming down the stairs.
And how did you decide to have the celebration at the Bayou?
Again, from photos I saw of like the flowers on the ceiling, it was just so beautiful that I couldn't think of a better place for the reception.
Did you do anything to customize the standard cruise collection package elements like the cake or the bouquet?
We didn't actually customize the standard packages, but we did do two things uniquely. One was we took advantage of having our favors delivered to our guests' staterooms. So we did like little baggies that had like travel sunscreen, band-aids, gum, all little like essentials that people wouldn't have thought to pack. And everyone thanked me for those. And then another thing we did was we actually hired a company called LoveStream to live stream our wedding for our guests who weren't able to make the trip. So that was kind of on the side that we did, but
that's interesting. How does that work? Do you have to pay for their cruise, or do they just send you equipment, or?
They sent us all the equipment to the hotel we stayed at the night before we embarked, and they did it all digitally. So we had a day of contact that I assigned my friend to set up the cameras, and she was in contact with them all day. So she set up the cameras and they took care of the rest. They changed the camera angles. We even had like a microphone sent from them, and yeah, they took care of it all. I didn't have to worry about any of it.
That's great. And it worked with the Wi-Fi on the ship?
Sort of. It worked for our ceremony, but when it came to the reception, they couldn't get cell service in the bayou. So my friend actually came up to me as we were waiting to be called into the reception and said to me, "Not to ruin your wedding day, but..." And I was like, "Oh God, why would you say that?" But she then told me that they couldn't get cell service. So we just had her just record the reception, and they were able to edit in that to the live stream afterwards, so our guests could still see it. They just couldn't watch it in real time. And it was fine because it worked out as also doubling as our wedding being filmed. So I was able to get the file of the live stream afterwards. So I have the entire wedding filmed as well.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you decide to do about your hair and makeup?
So I did my own makeup because I had read a lot online that it's not guaranteed that there would be a makeup stylist on board, as well as like my wedding planner highly recommended doing my own makeup because she was like, they might not even have all the products. But I will say my sister got her makeup done at the Untangled Salon, and her makeup looked phenomenal, and I was so envious of it all day. But I did get my hair done at the Untangled Salon, and again, I was nervous about that because I had done a hair trial with my hairdresser locally a few months before, and I didn't know what to expect in terms of the quality of the hairdressers on board. But as soon as he started sectioning my hair and curling it, I was like, "Oh, this guy knows what he's doing," and my hair turned out amazing.
That's wonderful. Now, did you guys choose to bring your own photographers, or did you use Shutters, the contractor that Disney hires on the ship?
We brought our own photographer. I'm very lucky in that my sister used to own a photography business and has done thousands of weddings. And so she actually did our photography as a wedding gift to us. And bless her soul, because she had to give up an entire day of her cruise to be with us because she photographed the entire day. And my brother-in-law was like her little assistant. He made sure we had water. He got us food. I kept calling him the unsung hero of the day. He took my getting ready photos because my sister was getting her hair done at the same time as me. So yeah, they literally gave up an entire day of their cruise to photograph the entire day.
Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day ran?
Yeah, so I woke up roughly around 7:30 in the morning, and my hair appointment was for 8, and that was about an hour. I didn't expect how much time would be spent standing around waiting, because everyone always tells me you have to give yourself ample time, things take longer than you're expecting to on your wedding day. But I, like, after I got my hair done and did my makeup, I was in my room standing around for at least an hour and a half before my husband and I did our first look, where we exchanged private personal vows. We had written to each other at noon. And then at 1, I went down to the Grand Hall, and the ceremony was only about 10 minutes. And after that, we did photos on the stairs, went to the reception. We did speeches. I actually handwrote personal thank yous to everyone who was present. And then we did our first dance, our father-daughter dance, then the mother-son dance, but they wanted everyone to get up and dance. After that, cake and lots of photos. We went to Palo for dinner around 7, Then we went to the movies, actually, on the ship in our wedding attire. And then we took some more photos for the fireworks.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you add any land-based options to your event, like a bridal portrait session or a dessert party at Walt Disney World?
We had thought about that. We originally wanted photos taken in Disney World, but instead we actually decided on the Friday that we disembarked, we went to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party in Disney World for one last hurrah.
Oh, that's fun. Did you bring your guests or?
We brought my sister-in-law. Everyone else went home.
Okay, so when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects of the event where you focused your attention or your budget?
Ironically, I had a top three non-negotiable list for the wedding. One was my dress, which was a nightmare to travel with. I'm from Canada, so traveling all the way to Florida with this giant dress was a pain, but thankfully my dad traveled with us and carried my dress through the airport for me. And then I had photography on that list, as well as our guest book, which is really random, but my husband and I have cosplayed as Disney characters for years. Like, we've done Tangled, we've done The Little Mermaid, we've done Beauty and the Beast, that my sister has also professionally photographed. So I compiled all those photos into a photo book for our guest book, which was on the pricey side, if I'm being honest, but it was worth it because it was just like a nice little sentimental item.
That's wonderful. Were there any aspects that were less important where you saved your money or your effort?
Definitely in terms of customizing the package, the biggest appeal of getting married on the Disney cruise was everything that was included. So the cake and the florals weren't things that I cared about. So we just kept with what was included in the package. And so we were able to save money that way.
That's great. What ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
This is so hard. I have more than one. I have like one and then like two honorable mentions. I would say my favorite moment is my cousin actually was our officiant for our wedding, and she customized the officiant speech, and I had no idea what it was going to be until the day of, and she incorporated a pinky promise into our ceremony. And my sister got a perfect photo of it. And it was just like such a cute moment that I will never forget. And then my honorable mentions was my husband and I choreographed our first dance. And that was a lot of fun. And I can't believe we pulled that off. And then the second honorable mention was going to the movies on our wedding day.
Okay, what movie did you see?
We saw The Wish, which is ironic because we were on the Disney Wish.
You'll never forget that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also interested, does that mean that you got married back home or you got married in the port beforehand?
We eloped in secret on our 10-year dating anniversary back in July. Huh? Yeah, so no one knew that we were technically legally married for 6 months leading up to the wedding.
Well, secret's out now.
Yeah. Sorry, family.
Now, did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
So aside from the live stream I mentioned not working for the reception, when we did our first dance, this is actually just funny. It's not necessarily something going wrong, but we, as I mentioned, we choreographed our first dance and we practiced it every single day for 4 months leading up to the wedding, but we never practiced it with my dress on. So we didn't account for all the extra space we would need because my dress was massive. So not even like 10 seconds into the dance, my husband accidentally stepped on my dress. I almost went falling headfirst into the floor. And it messed us up and we just stood there and just laughed. And so we had to restart our first dance.
Now, was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about and then it turned out not to be a big deal?
The biggest deal, I think, was getting there and knowing where to go. Because when you first get on the cruise ship, you're supposed to meet up with the wedding coordinator to talk through the wedding. And I was so stressed about where to go, like when that happens. My wedding planner was a dream. She answered all of my questions. but just like not knowing, because I had never been on the ship before. So it was like, okay, where's guest services? And I'm panicking. But then it went smoothly. So I stressed for no reason.
Now, is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
The only thing that I can think of is I wish I broke in my shoes, because I didn't. And I ended up with the worst blisters by the end of the day. So a tip to all brides, break in your shoes.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
I think the best advice I could give, aside from asking questions, is trust the process. Because Disney really takes care of you. They make sure everything goes smoothly. They'll listen to any requests you have. And you just feel well taken care of. They make the day magical and they take all that stress away. So I stressed a lot for no reason.
Well, Brittany, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in getting married or having a vow renewal on the cruise line. And I appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you. I enjoyed so much being on this podcast. It has been a literal dream. I've listened to this podcast religiously while I was planning my wedding. So it's fun being on the other side of it now.
That's awesome. That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com. Or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.